has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the April 20th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Boy, it looks like spring has sprung here on the market this morning after Friday's big sell-off. We're getting just the opposite here today. We're getting that triple-digit up move. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts the week off up 208 points right now. The Dow is at 18,035. We're back up above that 18,000 level. We keep playing with that line above, below, above, below. Right now we're back above it once again. The S&P 500 is up 17 points right now. That's 0.8%. It's at 2,098. We have the NASDAQ up almost 40 points right now. The NASDAQ is up 0.8%. The NASDAQ is at 4,971. Crude oil, wow, still buoyant right now. Crude oil, $56.96, even though Saudi Arabia says we're going to continue to pump oil like crazy over here. 10 billion barrels a day coming out of the Saudi Arabia spigot. Gold down 0.5% today. Gold is at $1,196 per ounce. The euro is at 1.0744. The 10-year yield's at 1.87%. Let's see what the dollar's doing. The dollar has been weakening recently while the euro strengthened. Yeah, same trend going on again today. We'll talk a little bit about why all of a sudden the euro is strengthening and why that could kill the European rally, which has been taking place since the beginning of the year. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. We had a big sell-off last week, and over the weekend, once again, I went through all of the statistics, all of the data, all of the numbers, all of the pictures that I could possibly look at, and I came away once again with a conclusion as to what investors should do now, and we're going to go over that today. We like to go over the big picture of the market once a week. Very important to go over the big picture. Sometimes we get so enmeshed in our individual holdings and in the minutia of the market, we completely miss the big picture. And it's the big picture that will eventually determine when this six-year-old, five-week bull market comes to an end. And we'll see if there were any damage done, if there was any damage done to the big picture of the market this past week. There certainly was a nasty sell-off last week. What did that nasty sell-off tell us? And what caused that nasty sell-off? And it should it be a warning to stock investors who have been reaping the benefits of the bull for the last 6 years? Should it be a warning that maybe there's a bear lurking out there? Well, I can tell you some of the reasons that are making the market nervous these days. There's always something that makes the market nervous. You know, that Greek situation has still not been settled. And the two sides seem pretty far apart. Greece says that they're willing to compromise, but they won't be compromised. Well, what's that mean? I mean, it seems to me like beggars can't be choosers. If you need the money, you're going to have to pretty much submit to the conditions that the lender places on that money. I mean, imagine going into your bank and applying for a mortgage saying, listen, I'm willing to compromise, but I'm not going to be compromised by you with market rates or whatever, you know, the deal is. I'm not going to show you my tax returns. Forget you. You know what? I mean, look, well, there's one side that is in a better bargaining position right now, and there is some thought, not some, quite a bit of thought, that Greece may leave the euro. And the euro, the currency, the euro, is strengthening. Greece wouldn't leave the euro. Greece would leave the EU, the European Union. Therefore, the euro is strengthening. Now, why would that be? Well, Greece's exit would make for a stronger Europe, wouldn't it? And the euro has been rallying. Let's just take a look here today. FXE, it's pulling back a little bit, but it certainly has strengthened here recently. And while the euro was falling mightily, the European markets were going up. The European markets like a weak euro. It means that the European Union is selling more products. They're exporting more because their goods are more competitive on the world stage. But now, with the potential exit from Greece, the euro is strengthening. Go figure. In my newsletter, I said, you know, sometimes it's hard to follow the bouncing ball, which bounces all over the place right now. But the bottom line is the threat of an exit, which is becoming more and more likely all the time, of Greece from the European Union is strengthening the euro, and that's cooling off the European stock market. You could see that was part of the big sell-off last week, came from Europe and this Greece situation. We'll see where it all plays out. I know they've got some deadlines coming up, and I know they're running out of money. We'll see how much they're willing to compromise without being compromised. Meanwhile, China was a big part of last week's big sell-off. I was worried that China, which is really trying to juice their economy in every way possible to make it the number one or to keep it the number one growing economy in the world at about 7% per year, they were also had very liberal margin rates, very liberal margin requirements on stocks, and people were buying up stocks, and you saw a little bubble, just a little bubble forming in the Chinese stock market, especially in the A shares, which recently came available to more investors. And that was a big part of last week's sell-off when China reined in their margin requirements a little bit, and there was quite a bit of selling in China. On last Friday, when our market was down 1.5%, the Chinese market was down 4%. You don't think a lot of that drag on our market was caused by China all of a sudden tightening their margin requirements? Well, guess what China does over the weekend? They cut interest rates. So China's off to the races once again here, rebounding. And I would have to say that's why we're starting off so far this week on a high note, is because of China. And the third reason I would say that caused some weakness in the market last week, the earnings season so far is going pretty good. But I've noticed a recurring theme. And that recurring theme is companies are beating on the bottom line. That's the profit. That's the earnings. But on the top line, the very top line of that income statement where sales sit, where revenues sit, they're one and the same, they're not quite meeting the expectations. So there's some early, very early worry warnings that maybe the U.S. economy is starting to slow down if you measure it by revenues, by sales being reported by some of the big companies in America. It's too soon to say that, however. We haven't not had a whole lot of companies that have reported earnings. This week, the floodgates open, especially beginning on Tuesday. The floodgates open, and the earnings are going to pour in. And by the time I write the newsletter this coming weekend, it will become much, much more in focus as to just where we are for this first quarter, this all-important first quarter of 2014, because we're expecting the first negative quarter-over-quarter comparison since this bull market began. That's a very significant event. That's something that has to be taken note of and watched very carefully, because the worry is, or the thought is right now, that it's going to be temporary. And this soon shall pass, and the following quarters will start to regain our growth again. Well, you know, we'll see. It all comes down to the numbers, doesn't it? And I fine-tuned my numbers last week for this quarter, for the coming quarter, for this year 2015 and for next year 2016, because we are watching for earnings to finally hit high tide in America and earnings to finally start to recede in America. And that's when the bull market that's been going now for 6 years and 5 weeks will be over. Well, when we come back, I'll report my recent findings to you and my current recommendation or advice, whatever you want to call it, opinion. Let's call it an opinion. You take it or leave it, as to whether or not you should stick with this bull, which has been going for 6 years and 5 weeks. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we're going over the big picture of the market because that is vital, especially going forward as this bull market's now been going on for 6 years and 5 weeks. And if you think about it, how many times have you ran to the sideline screaming, selling everything, panicking, when instead you should have stepped back, looked at the big picture? And this comes from a guy, remember, that's not a perma bull. I do not believe in being invested in the market 100% at all times. I'm not an index investor. I'm not an asset allocator. But I do believe in being in when the favorable conditions exist. And what are those favorable conditions? Two words: growing earnings. Earnings have been growing since the bottom, 2009. They've been helped along by the Fed. They've been helped along by all kinds of reasons, low interest rates. But it doesn't really matter what's helped them. They've been growing. Well, it does matter. Now we've got to watch for them to stop growing. Are they still growing? Well, we're going to go over the big picture again. And if you, again, here's a startling statistic from last week. The bond market in Greece is a key indicator right now on this Greece situation. Their interest rates are rising dramatically, suggesting, now you have to take this into account when you consider your investments, especially your global stuff outside of the U.S., the Greece bond market is telling us right now that they're not going to come to a resolution here, and Greece is going to leave the European Union. And they can go off and start their own currency once again, the drachma. And the Greek market is tanking and the Greek bonds are rising. Interest rates are rising. So we'll see where that all ends up. Would it have much of an impact on the U.S. economy? Probably not. Would it have much of an impact on the European economy? Well, it would make Europe a little bit stronger, a little bit more stable from a financial perspective, and that's why you're seeing a little bit of a rise here in the euro. And for now, that may cool off the big move that the European stock market has been making. So we'll keep our eyes on that. Now, this current soft quarter, this quarter that we're in, which is expected to be the first quarter that is lower than the same quarter last year, there's two causes for it. One is low oil prices affecting the energy stocks. So we have to look at what oil is doing these days. I showed a chart of oil in my newsletter over the weekend that shows it coming down, 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 down. Finally, in January, early January, it hit a bottom at about $43 per barrel. Started to rally. And then came back and tested that bottom again. This time it came in at about $42 a barrel. And it's been going up ever since. Not only has oil seemingly bottomed, not only has oil been building that base going sideways for the last three, almost 4 months, but oil actually broke out to the upside last week. So that temporary situation, at least for now, appears to be over. And the market analyst that said that this low oil price and this soft quarter is going to be a temporary thing. And so far, that's proving to be right. The second big factor that's causing this weak quarter that we're in right now has been a rising dollar, which has impacted multinationals. Because by the time they convert the currency and bring it back to America, there's quite a bit of a loss there, and it's impacting them. And it's also helping other countries, right, that are benefiting from a strong dollar and a weak currency in their area, like Japan and like Europe. And this is also said to be a temporary thing. Well, I showed a chart of the U.S. dollar in my newsletter last week, and certainly, sure enough, it's now done a double top and it's starting to back down a little bit. Maybe that surge in the U.S. dollar is over for now. So the two big factors causing the weakness as we begin the year in 2015, all of a sudden they're turning around. And those that said those are temporary factors so far are right. And that would bode well if this continues. That's why I continue to watch these two things, the U.S. dollar and oil prices, because they're going to impact future quarters. But so far, the guys who've been saying, including myself, that this weakness, this weak quarter is a temporary situation and we should resume our growth after this thing's over, so far they're right, because those two factors are turning around. But it definitely has had an impact on our market. Our market has taken a wait-and-see attitude to make sure these are temporary factors. Because as of last Friday, the Dow was completely flat on the year. After the big sell-off on Friday, the Dow was flat for the year. 3 months, 3 weeks into the new year, the Dow has made no progress. Why? Because earnings have made no progress. In fact, they've slipped a little bit. But when earnings start to increase once again and we put these two temporary factors behind us, the market should start taking off once again. The S&P for the year is up 1%. That's it, 1%. Why? Because there has been very little, if any, growth in earnings of the S&P 500 stocks during this current quarter. So they've taken a pause right now. The best index that we're seeing here in America continues to be the NASDAQ and the mid-cap stocks, which are up 4%. Why? Because that's where there has been growth in earnings so far in the market. And this year, the market is favoring the little bit more go-go areas of the market, the higher growth areas of the market, because the big multinationals are being impacted by this strong U.S. dollar. Now, as we look around the world outside of the U.S., as of last Friday, China was up 20.2%. China took a big spill last Friday. And now China is starting to regain its footing as they're cutting interest rates. China seems to be hell-bent on doing whatever it takes to keep their economy growing at a very fast rate, 7%. And China is the leading index in the world right now, well, unless you count Russia. Russia's up 32% so far this year. That's just a little bit too highfalutin for me, though. Europe is now up 8.4%, more than the U.S., because they're on the sunny side of the street of the strong U.S. dollar, weak euro equation. They're benefiting. And Europe is leading, is ahead of the U.S. markets right now. The emerging markets as a whole are up 8.8%. I've been saying now for several weeks, once again, it's a good time to be overseas a little bit with money, wherein it has not been good to be there for the last few years. Very little growth in the U.S., that's temporary. China leading the world right now, and the emerging markets looking pretty good. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Is it still safe to be in the stock market? This bull market's been going for 6 years and 5 weeks now. Should I run for cover as I look in my rearview mirror as a bear creeping up on us? Well, so far, so good. We haven't found anything, but we haven't really gotten into the rankings of the asset classes. We haven't gotten into the rankings of the indexes yet. We haven't gotten into the ranking of the sectors yet. And we haven't really gotten into the numbers behind this year and next year in the S&P 500 yet. That will be the final icing on the cake to determine whether or not it's still safe to be in the market. But so far, we've realized that last week's big sell-off was caused by some events that are probably just one-time occurrences. China tightening up their margin requirements. The Greek exit, which I don't know. I mean, it seems to be headed in that direction. And a few companies here in America reporting a little bit, coming up a little bit light on revenues. But we're seeing a rebound in oil prices. That's bullish, because that's one of the drags on earnings this quarter. And we're seeing a softening in the U.S. dollar right now and a strengthening of the euro. And while that's not as good for the European markets, it's pretty good for our markets. And since Friday's big sell-off, we've seen China come in and cut interest rates again. And they've got a long ways to cut. I want to say they're up around 6.5%, somewhere like that. We're at zero. So China can continue to cut interest rates for a long, long time. And as we sit here today, China is one of the leading indexes in the world right now, up 20%, while the S&P 500 is up 1%. We're waiting to see if these two soft quarters that we're in right now are temporary or not. Now, as we take a look at the ranking of the asset classes, why is this so important? Well, there's a lot of people in my industry, in my business, that are asset allocators. They believe, based on your age and your risk tolerance, of a computer software program formula that will spit out your asset allocation where you should be at this stage in your life. My problem with that is it doesn't really matter. It doesn't take into account what the conditions are in the world at any given point in time. We're in a very, very low interest rate environment. We're in an off-the-page interest rate environment. Therefore, I would be very leery, personally, of owning a lot of bonds, having a lot of exposure to the bond market. On the other side of the equation, the stock market is very, very favorable right now. As earnings continue to increase, as the economy continues to grow, as the Fed continues to be accommodative, as other countries around the world are now picking up the quantitative easing baton, that's been bullish for stocks. And yet at some point in time, I'll believe in having very little exposure to the stock market. That's why I'm not an asset allocator. I would rather choose from amongst the asset classes that are available to me, depending upon the world conditions that exist. Right now, world conditions, global conditions, and domestic conditions continue to favor stocks over bonds. In fact, the top 10 ranked asset classes out of the 34 that I track are all stock related. U.S. small cap growth, international small cap growth, U.S. micro cap index, U.S. mid cap value, U.S. small cap value, NASDAQ, MLPs, which are coming on strong once again, U.S. large cap growth. They all have a few things in common. The top-ranked asset classes in my asset allocation continue to be stocks, equities, ownership. Not lending companies money, but investing in those companies and investing in their growth. Now, I'm not going to say to sell all of your bonds. I'm just telling you what I'm doing. I don't have any bond exposure right now. Bonds have done okay this year. I think the bond market's up about 2% or something like that. But I just don't like that ticking time bomb out there of almost certain higher interest rates. I don't like it when a chart is off the page like it is right now with the 10-year yield at 1.87%, and yet it continues to defy gravity and it continues to defy logic. One of these days, however, those interest rates are going to start rising, and then that means your bond principal is going to start falling. And I still find it much more favorable to be in the stock market, even for income, dividend paying stocks, than in the bond market. That's what I'm doing. Now, as we look at the worst asset classes to be in, I consider being short the market an asset class. It's one of the choices you have. I mean, you can buy an inverse fund on the market. That's the worst idea you could have. Put that thought out of your head. It's been the wrong thought. I know it's been tempting many times to say it's over. I'm going to guess right here that this bull market is over and I'm going to buy the flip side of the S&P 500, which is the S&P 500 inverse. Again, I would say put that thought out of your head. Once again, 6 years, 5 weeks, and counting, we're still in a bull market. It's very hard to be negative in a bull market. Yes, you're going to have your days, like last Friday when the market's down 300 points and you think you're going to be right. But if you step back and look at the big picture and look at a chart of the market over the last 6 years, you'll see what I'm talking about. The short sellers, the people that are negative, the naysayers, the doomsday newsletter writers, they've been run over by a freight train. And that freight train continues for now. The second worst place you can be, gold. The third worst place you can be right now, silver. Will they once again be at the top of the asset class ladder? Probably. But they haven't been a good place to be for the last several years. And there's certainly plenty of market pundits out there that continue to say to sell everything and buy gold and silver. That's been the wrong thing to do for the last several years. And as we sit here today, I'm just telling you what I'm doing. I don't have any gold or silver stocks in my portfolios. Anything commodity related has done very poorly. You're fighting a strong U.S. dollar. I would also stay away from sovereign debt. Places like Greece, places like Italy, places like Portugal, Brazil, Mexico, you know, they've got issues right now. This is still a market environment that favors stocks. Now, as we look around the world, U.S. stocks continue to be a good place to be, in my opinion. They're lagging global markets this year for the first time in a long, long time. I've avoided the emerging markets and the global markets for the last few years because the U.S. has been the place to be. We were the ones printing money. We were the ones with the soft U.S. dollar. And guess what? I mean, that's all changed now. And global markets are now much more favorable than they used to be. In fact, China is ranked number one right now in the world of indexes. The Russia Small Cap Index, number two. You know what? I have a hard time investing in Russia small caps, but I'm just reporting to you what the numbers say. Hong Kong is in the top 10. Europe is in the top 10, especially European small caps. Other areas around the world are doing better than the U.S. markets this year. I personally have about an 85 to 15 mix. I have 85% U.S. stocks and maybe 15%, something like that, outside of the U.S. I still have my large India holding, and I have just a little bit of China right now. But this has been a good place to be this year, the global markets. The worst places around the world to be invested, well, you know, look, Poland, Egypt, Greece, Turkey, Brazil, Vietnam, Latin America, Taiwan, those are the places, the indexes that are ranked at or near the bottom of the index ladder. Now, when we come back, we still have to look at the sectors of the market. There's still a lot of sectors that are being impacted mightily by a strong dollar and weak oil prices, and there's sectors that are continue to lead the market. They've led the market for a long time. And lastly, when we come back, I'll go over my current estimates for this year, S&P 500, and next year. Are they continuing to go up? If they're continuing to go up, then the market's going to continue to go up. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
All right, and welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. So far, we haven't seen anything to knock us off course here to say that this bull market is over. Now let's get to the bottom line here. Well, it would appear that this quarter is going to not be as much in the way of earnings as the same quarter last year. We're going to have a drop this quarter versus last, and the next quarter is going to be soft, but so far it would appear that this is a temporary situation and that earnings growth should continue next year. And in fact, as we look at this year, it looks like to me, as we sit here right now, that the S&P 500 should come in at about $120 per share, which is just a slight increase over last year. But the good news is it's not a big drop, because when that big drop comes along, the market's going to undergo a big drop. And next year, I show right now, as of right now, that the S&P should earn about $135 per share. That will be a big increase. And yes, as of now, it appears that earnings will resume their upward path in 2016. After this leveling off in 2015, which was caused by two temporary events, a crash in oil prices, which seems to be over, and a big spike in the U.S. dollar, which also seems to be over for now. I remain bullish on the market. My target price for next year, S&P 500, is like 2365, somewhere in there. We're currently at 2100, the bull market that's been going for 6 years and 4 weeks. If you've been listening to my show, every single week we go through this exercise and we determine whether the bull is still intact or not, because there's going to come a time when the next bear hits. And I hate to keep beating a dead horse, but the last bear market was 53%. I don't believe in writing it down and staying fully invested, which many people do. I would say 75% of my industry, maybe more, believe in staying fully invested and riding through it, because we've put this plan in place. We don't want to deviate from the course, and the markets will eventually rebound. Well, you know, look, if something is so obvious, if earnings are starting to fall apart and starting to contract and the economy is starting to contract, why would we not want to step aside and let it do what it's going to do and do something else for a while? Maybe it's the inverse S&P. Who knows? Maybe it's inverse financials. Maybe it's inverse biotech stocks. Maybe it's inverse Europe. I don't know where the opportunities will be when this bull market is over, but there will be opportunities somewhere. The last bear market, the opportunities were in the bond market, believe it or not. The opportunities were in the inverse financials, which came crashing down in 2008. There's all kinds of vehicles that are available to us, and the rankings in the app will tell us what the best asset classes are and what the best sectors of the market are, and if there are any best stocks out there at that point in time. Last year, or last bear market, it was the auto parts companies like AutoZone. It was the dollar stores like Dollar Tree. It was the pawn shops like First Cash Financial that flourished during the bull or bear market. What will it be this time? Well, only time will tell. As of right now, the best sectors in the market, I still believe that the stock market is the best place to be. The best sectors in the market continue to be biotech, number one. Been there for a long, long time. How are they doing today? Let's take a look. Yeah, they're flat today, actually. But, you know, look, they've been going up for a long time, and they remain in an uptrend. Pharmaceuticals, number two. Internet, number four. And here's a new one that's joined the party. If you listen to the show this long, this is a very key sector right now that has all of a sudden joined the party. Oil exploration. The oil exploration sector has risen from the ashes and is now in the top 10 of all the sectors in the market. And I continue to increase my exposure. I went in January. I pulled out several weeks later, and now I'm going back into the energy sector because it's breaking out oil prices to the upside, and many of the oil stocks are following along right behind it. And now that sector, you can measure it by the ETF IEO, that's the Dow Jones U.S. Oil Exploration Sector, is now the 6th, 7th ranked sector in the entire market. And of course, there's a lot of individual stocks within that sector that look very favorable right now. Bottom line, bull market remains intact. Global markets, you can add some exposure there to your U.S. holdings. U.S. holdings, although they're on a bit of a hiatus right now and stumbling along, they're going to, looks like, regain their growth soon. Probably a good time to be buying selected stocks that are leaders in the market. Where do you find those kinds of stocks? Well, I report it in my newsletter every single week. You can get on my weekly newsletter mailing list at pwstreet.com. You can follow along. See how long this bull market will go. 6 years, 5 months, or 5 weeks right now. What is that, 77 straight weeks? For every week in the newsletter, it says, still good to be in the stock market. And if you say, you know, this is just, this makes my head hurt, all these statistics and numbers and charts, I'd rather have somebody manage that money for me. That's what we do. That's our main job here at Gunderson Capital Management. You can go to our website at pwstreet.com, or you can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. So you can worry during the day about what you do for a living. Maybe it's visiting the grandkids. I don't know. Maybe you're retired now. And let us worry about interest rates, the U.S. dollar, Greece, the euro. You know, there's all kinds of things every single day to worry about. And maybe we could take those worries off your mind, and you can let us worry about it for a while. Again, you could reach us at 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Again, the key to the market, you know, it's bottom line earnings. Those people that have fought this bull have completely ignored that earnings in America have been growing. And when earnings grow, markets grow. And when earnings start to shrink, the market will start to shrink. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.